Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to the Beer Ladies podcast with your hosts, Lisa, Katie, Christina, and myself, Tandy. You can find us at our website or all over social media. Our website is beerladiespodcast.com. And our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Mastodon, Blue Sky, TikTok, and even Facebook are at Beer Ladies Pod or Beer Ladies Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, you can find our merch store link on any of our social media bios or in the show notes for this episode. And if you'd like to sponsor an episode, do mail us at beerladiespodcast@gmail.com. Now back to the beer.
Hello, and welcome back to the Beer Ladies Podcast. I am Lisa, and I am your host this week. Hello. And I am joined by Katie and Christina. Ladies.
Hi.
So we have what I think is going to be a fun new topic this evening, or this afternoon, this morning, whenever you are listening. Before I get into that, you can always find us on our socials. We're usually on Threads. We're on Blue Sky. I know we've recorded it now properly for you guys to listen to, but, you know, we're out there. So do hit us up. And of course, we've got a link tree, all of the things. But we are excited because this is going to be one of our kind of fun episodes. We haven't done too much research, although we've done just enough to be dangerous, I think. But I think this is a really fun topic because today it's something very near and dear to me. It is beer and running. Woo! So I can see Christina and Katie are both super excited. Super excited. But before we get into it, we're going to go around and find out what everyone has for a beverage today and whether or not they are kind of on theme as well. So Katie, we'll start with you. What have you got?
Well, this has been on the podcast before, I know, but it's a good, solid, non-alcoholic beer. I have Hope Hop Off, which is a non-alcoholic IPA.
Very good. Very good. And drinking local, so we love to see it.
Of course.
Very good. And Christina, what do you have this evening? I know you're coming down with a cold, so you're not trying to push the boat out, but what have you got?
I don't have anything to drink. But I did bring for show and tell Beer Matters, which is the camera magazine from the Sheffield and District, which I'm really, there's something thematic in here. So this is my show and tell of the day.
Very good. Very good. We will get to it. And just as a side note, we loved all the little local magazines we found in Sheffield. So great job, everyone in Yorkshire with all their beer publications. So wonderful stuff that we will get to. And for me, I have an Athletic Brewing Company Upside Dawn. So this is their golden ale. Again, also alcohol free. And we'll get into a little bit about that as well. But I guess before we start to get into the kind of why the non-alcoholic beers, what does it mean in terms of running? Does it mean you can't drink if you're running? Well, lots of different perspectives here. And I'll say beer is one of the things that got me into running in the first place years ago. And I'll chat a little bit about that in a bit. But before we do that, I'll ask Katie and Christina, ladies, what is your opinion of running? Where are you on the running spectrum? And I can see you both are making interesting faces. So
I personally feel like I am in an abusive relationship with parkrun at the moment. I never want to go. But if I don't go, I feel really bad. And I feel like I've let parkrun down and parkrun is going to be angry at me. And it's like, I have to go. So I have done 24 runs so far.
That's wonderful.
So my next run will be my 25th park run.
Oh, brilliant.
But yeah, I have not reached that stage where I can say I like running or I love going for a run. I find it hard. I don't enjoy it. The running part. I like it before and after. I like the chats there. With the people. Shout out to my fellow Jerry athletes, as we've called ourselves, a group of women over 40.
I love it.
Who are doing the runs along West Dublin, in a way. Yeah. When, Lisa, when will I actually like running?
It will come. It will come. Although we'll get to what to do if it doesn't, but it took me a couple of years. And I guess I'll dive into my story quickly, and then I'll come back to Christina, because she has a very important point to make about all of this that I am 100% supportive of. But I only got into running because I saw people doing it from different breweries and it looked like fun. And I thought, oh, I should try that. So I'm actually wearing, if we can stand, I've got one of my old Dogfish Head, Dogfish Dash t-shirts. This is from the second year of their race that they do every year. And I think now they're into like the 24th year or something like that. But I started off thinking, oh, I've never run before, but it's 5K. How hard could that be? And it turns out actually it's very hard until you've gotten into the rhythm of it. But I started off wanting to do that race. And the first time I did the 5K, and then I did the 10K, and then they changed it to an 8K in the middle. So fine. But just from trying to do that and it feeling really, really terrible until I realized, well, not realized, I was told, I had to have a professional tell me that the problem was I was trying to go too fast too soon and to ease into things. So we'll definitely talk a little bit about sort of run coaching and what might that might be like too. But I think, again, it takes time to build up that foundation, and you never have to be fast. Like there's no kind of certain speed you have to get. I find the running community is really, really supportive of everyone, no matter how fast or slow you are. It's just that, like you said, just that you're out there doing it, you're having the chats, and it's really good. But you also don't even necessarily have to run, because Christina, tell us your POV on this.
Oh, so like when I'm particularly like feeling ambitious, like I will run like once or twice a week. I'm not fast, but you know, I'll get 25, 30 minute run in. Not 5K. I'm not that fast. But it's something. But I walk a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
Instead of running, I walk like 10 kilometers a day. Every day. Because
yeah, here.
I will do it. I won't yeah. run. Like running for me is, it's the same thing as Katie. Like my brain is like, running? No, we don't want to do that. Which I kind of like threaten myself with. And I'm like, well, if you're not going to run, then you have to walk. My brain's like, okay,
right.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
And so then it'll be like, okay, let's walk, you know, 10 to, lately it's been more like 15 kilometers. I've actually been expanding. I'm very happy.
That's awesome.
Weather's nice, so I'm out a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, just keep walking. You can put on your favorite podcasts and you can
absolutely.
Just wander around. So yeah, I mean, but we can walk at these 5Ks too, or the 10K. Like I
absolutely.
Signed up to do the women's, what is it in June? It's the mini marathon.
The BHI Women's Mini Marathon.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're
and
all going to do
that.
It. We're all going to do it. And some other friends of the pod are going to do it as well. So that
exactly.
will be super
so
fun.
You don't have to run to get the same cardiovascular effects.
Absolutely.
And you'll still, you know, if you're walking enough faster pace, you'll still increase your heart rate. You'll still get all those wonderful endorphins and all those wonderful things that happen when you do cardiovascular exercise. So I, you know, really, really would endorse walking if running isn't your jam. Because I love walking and it is great exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm the same. I will walk and walk and walk. And I'm just, you know, again, I've got my podcasts in, so I can just
exactly.
keep going and keep going. And I love it. Yeah, I am training for a half marathon in September, because when I was slightly more ambitious, I would try to do one half marathon a year, but I didn't get to one last year just because life and things and you don't want to get injured if you're not, you know, training properly. But I am going to do one this year. I'm going to go over to Newcastle to do the Great North Run. And I'm really excited about that because I can also make it into a beer trip, because I want to go to Wylam and check out the brewery there. So I always try to do that. Like the last time Actually, the last half marathon I did was in Limerick. And again, it was an excuse to go visit our friends at Crewe because they're there. And one of the best things was after finishing. And again, this was you know, sort of an object lesson. It's actually my fastest half marathon ever. But the last, I would say, 2 or 3 kilometers, I was like, I was not happy. The weather was really bad. It was just like, oh, so when I finally like got in, got my medal, got into Mother Max, like with the pint, I was just like, okay, this is good. And then I had a lot of trouble standing up later, not because I'd had too much to drink, but just because I hadn't stretched and it was stiff it was cold. Yeah. And I had some regrets, but I was glad I'd done it and got some nice photos with the medal and all of that kind of thing. But I think, I'm looking forward to it and training properly this time so that I don't have that happen where I am regretting life for, you know, certain portions of it. But I will say that's always been one of the big things for me, is I want to, you know, get to the end of the race and have something nice at the end. Now, I do always have the water as well, and I love my electrolytes. I like to have, you know, sort of it all mixed together. But I think over the past couple of years, this has been one of these kind of either low or no alcohol beer selling points. Is it a recovery drink? Is it an isotonic drink? And I think, you know, we've all kind of looked some stuff up, but I don't know, Katie, Christina, what have you both found? And I think I'll say the science isn't settled. We'll start there.
Yeah. I want to start with just saying that, like, if you're reading anything that says any of these studies on like a popular website, to be really, really like careful with that and to go look at the studies yourself and read them, because a lot of reporting, science reporting, is just a lot of misunderstanding of the studies and not really understanding like what their actual conclusions were and like making generalizations and like that's not what they're saying. Or also like look at the studies and like what's the sample size and like did they have a control? Like there's all these other things to like look at when you're looking at these scientific studies. So bear all of that in mind when we're talking about this, because some of these, you know, things might not be as accurate as perhaps they're being presented. But that's for you to kind of look and see for yourself. But there does seem to be some kind of a correlation. So apparently there was a study at the Technical University of Munich that has to do with non-alcoholic wheat beer in some ways being beneficial for athletes. And so I think that's the key thing, like non-alcoholic right. Beer perhaps being something somewhat beneficial. So it looks like it was a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. So that's really interesting. It says one result from the study was a discovery that after running a marathon race, athletes experienced intensified inflammatory responses. Shows that the non-alcoholic wheat beer contained polyphenols, which had a positive health-promoting effect on the body. It says inflammation parameters in the blood were significantly reduced. Linked this study so you can have a look for yourself. But I think that was interesting. I found that interesting.
And it certainly makes sense on the face of it, because you would get, you know, some B vitamins as well. And again, I think depending on how much salt or electrolytes or not are in that particular wheat beer, if there are any naturally occurring, or if maybe they add them too, like that could be interesting. Cause I think, you know, you never want to, well, I want to say never, but you rarely want to just have like water at the end, cause it's just going to kind of go right through you, and you want to be hydrating throughout and, you know, maintain the proper levels. But it is the kind of thing where obviously we would not recommend you get to the end of something and you don't have any water, that you just go and like, you're not going to want to like knock back a doppelback. You will not, you'll not be a happy person. This is not the way forward. But there must be something there where, you know, you're getting some calories, you're getting, you know, you're certainly all getting water as well, but you're not just getting that sort of, you know, pure water, if you like.
I think, so pure water, we'll say distilled water, would be hypotonic
because
it actually has no minerals in it. Yeah. And what you want to do is you definitely want to replenish water and the natural salts that you lose through running. So, and you also want it to be isotonic. So hypotonic would be distilled water. absolutely no mineral content.
Don't do
isotonic
that.
Yeah. is where the minerals move easily into the cell. Okay. But then you also get hypertonic, and anything with alcohol in it is basically hypertonic.
Right.
And that means that the alcohol is absorbed, and so the nutrients aren't.
Yeah.
In a way. So I also found a study. We've all been doing our research from the University of Applied Sciences in Austria. And it was a study on the suitability of beer as an alternative to classical fitness drinks. And rather than studying it on athletes, they actually compared it to, they actually studied what is in the drink.
Okay.
So they measured like the different salts that were in the beverage, and they measured the amount of carbohydrate that was in the beverage, because you also need to replace the sugars along with the salts and waters. And they also did measurements to see if it was isotonic.
Okay.
And basically, let me find the study. There's some nice tables in it. And
love a good table.
So everything with alcohol was hypertonic, which meant that the alcohol impeded the minerals getting into the cell, because the alcohol was like, take me,
right.
But they did it. They found that the clouded beer, as in the yeast beers, this was in Austria, so they're used to their Hefeweizen, were much better than a clear alcohol-free beer.
Interesting.
I found that interesting. So the alcohol-free beers, most of them were isotonic, along with the fitness drinks. So they compared everything to fitness drinks, but then when you compare the carbs, and I thought, you know what, alcoholic beer, there's loads of sugar in it.
Oh yeah.
And it's going to have loads of carbs. But they didn't. They have an awful lot of like the polysaccharide, but they don't have complex, they don't have other types of sugar that you need.
Apparently. Huh.
They don't have as much glucose and fructose. Now, that non-alcoholic cloudy drinks did have more, which makes them more suitable. And then they also measured the salt content, and they are very low in their electrolytes.
Right.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But what they also did was, which I found interesting, was they tried to add, they added different salts. So they added like sodium and potassium carbonates and citrates and sulfates, and they tested them in the beers to see which of these affected the flavor most. So they found that the carbonates and the citrates, so like potassium citrate or sodium citrate and carbonate, impacted the flavor of the beer the least. So if you were going to develop a non-alcoholic beer that was meant to be for runners, that you could add these salts after the brewing process.
Okay. So
that's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, it was a really cool in-depth study. And I was like, this study, I'm going to tell the girls
Yay,
about
science.
It.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool.
So it's great, but have it with something really salty. How about that?
I'm here for that. I think every race should give you like a really nice pretzel and then something to drink at the end. So maybe we just need like a good like Oktoberfest run or something. Because it does see a lot of these, it seems like a lot of these non-alcoholic beers, and I think I read too that they give you some at the end of the Berlin Marathon, do come from Germany and Austria. And so I wonder if it's just more part of the, you know, just sort of more part of the running culture there, or is it just that they're doing the research there? Like, I'm curious what makes it, I guess, why is there so much more research there maybe than other places? I'm sure there is other places as well, but I wonder.
Because breweries have money and are funding,
you know,
it, maybe.
Could well
be. To see that little soundbite in the magazine or on the radio. It's like beer is good for runners. You know?
Yeah. Well, and I've even seen them like in German, like they'll say like this is an isotonic beverage on some of them. So
yeah.
And I feel like that would probably be harder to do in terms of the, you know, the compliance and the regulations, in terms of what labels you can put on things, because, you know, alcohol and even non-alcoholic beer is a highly regulated industry, and there's a whole process you have to go through for that. But I do wonder, at what point can you say, yes, this is healthy, but but you know, not the rest. I don't know. It's a tricky question.
Well, I don't think healthy is the word. It's like, does it?
It's a good question.
You know, does it replenish what you have lost through your workout?
Yeah. Which, yeah, absolutely.
If you haven't been working out, might not be that healthy, really.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, that's one of those things. Is like when they stopped like a Gatorade type of thing, and I've never liked those anyway. Just the flavor of those is too much for me. I mean, some of those, they have, you know, as much sugar as like drinking a Coke or something like that. And if you haven't been working out, you don't need to have a, you know, 200 calories of Gatorade with everything else in it. And those colors, like, now that said, like I have certain, like, you know, certain electrolyte drinks that I really, really do like, but it's because I'm a weirdo and I'm like, you know, condition myself to be used to them now. I don't think I would if I didn't run, but it's a whole thing now. But yeah, but like it is weird, like some of the, like I would say a good like half of that industry, you know, maybe more than the, you know, they're selling them to people who aren't doing anything physical, and then it's of no benefit to you. It's just weird colors and weird sugars, and
yeah, and then they sell it like they get some TikTok star to market it to people wearing tracksuits and Canada Goose jackets. And
oh,
you're like,
God.
Why? What? And they charge a tenner a bottle, and you're like, no, you're crazy, crazy
it's
people.
It's so strange. And then you get the other extreme, and probably only touching this a little bit because it gets way more complicated, but you get people kind of on the other end of the spectrum then who won't buy any of the kind of commercial, like, whether we call them fitness drinks or health drinks or whatever. It's like, no, they're all poison. I make my own, and which is great if that's what you want to do. Yeah. But some people also develop this kind of sort of purity theory around it that becomes unhealthy in its own way. And then it's all about, you know, balance.
There's definitely a problem with like orthorexia, like around all of this culture. And like, I definitely think I think we need to be careful when we're, you know, making categories of like bad foods and good foods. And like, absolutely, it should be more like, you know, foods we have all the time, like fruits and vegetables, and like foods we have some of the time, you know, maybe like beer, right?
100%.
But neither of them are bad, right? Because there's always,
exactly,
having a cake, you know, cake on your birthday is a wonderful thing to have if you like cake.
Absolutely.
You know, unless you're allergic, as people say, I've seen many food people that I like to follow, unless you're like allergic to it or, you know, something like that, then it's not a bad food, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, because I definitely see that kind of language, like, when I was researching this for today, in like articles and things. And I think that's, maybe let's like step away from that kind of categorization.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it can be so unhelpful the other way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not helpful because, like, if you've just run a 5K with all your mates and then you're having a, like, you know, a beer, alcoholic or non-alcoholic afterwards, like, what a wonderful thing. That doesn't negate.
It's just good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And socializing is important. I think it's all wonderful. I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, maybe that's a perfect segue, you know, sort of then you run and have some drinks with your friends. I think there are so many places that do, you know, there's like breweries that sponsor runs or that have like monthly runs, things like that. So again, I mentioned Crew earlier. They've got a run club down in Limerick. The Galway Bays in Galway have, I think, two different run clubs. There was one here for a while in Dublin, but I don't know if it's happening again yet. I feel like I keep just missing them. And part of it too is I think you have to be following it on whichever social media is working that day, week, month, you know, whichever. So you have to kind of figure out their cadence. But I will say these, you know, I've been in a couple of really, really fun, you know, beer and running clubs. I was in one of the Mickeller ones in Philadelphia with my friend Karen. Shout out Karen if you're listening. But we had a great time. You know, it would be kind of a monthly thing. You know, it was kind of, you know, 5-ish K, but again, no one took it super seriously. You could go at any pace, and then you'd have a couple drinks after with your friends, and you know, no one is sort of freaking out like, I'm either like, this is a bad thing I'm doing or a good thing I'm doing. Like you're saying, it was just part of a normal, you know, everything in moderation, and just a really good opportunity to get out and socialize. And especially for the Philly one, there's some really interesting bars they would stop at, so you could try all kinds of things you might not come across otherwise, and they'd have specials, so it was really good.
Hang on,
sounds a lot of fun.
So during the 5K, do you stop at the bars, or do you do the whole 5K
now,
and then...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I've never done one of these where you stop at a bar midway through. So maybe we'll talk about that in a minute or some of those things. Because there's... There's a different culture around that, but we'll get to that in a minute. But I did one once, but I was one of the sort of half of the group was kind of 50-50. Like some of the, some of the younger, fitter guys were like, yeah, have a beer in the, halfway through and then carry on running. And the rest was like, I'm out of water and then keep going. Cause there's no way I would be able to like stop, have a drink and then start again. Like I just do not digest that quickly. Yeah, not for me. But
no.
But there's a whole culture of this. So I know, Christina, you did some research. Tell me about the beer mile.
Well, first I want to share about like fun also beer.
Okay, yes, we want to hear fun like good yours. Things first. Yes.
Yeah. So this is Beer Matters. This is the this particular one is the Cambridge Sheffield District, issue 532, March 2024. That Lisa and I picked up when we were in at Indie Beer Feast, Sheffield Beer Week. So there's this wonderful article in here just about Sheffield Beer Week, which is the 10th anniversary, and also about Sheffield's Festival of the Outdoors. And one of the events they had was a running and beer event, which was a collaboration between Triple Point Brewery, Hop Hideout, and Run Talk Run. So I thought that was really cool that that featured...
that sounds like so much fun.
Magazine, which can you see? Is it okay?
There it is. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. And there's my book there. But yeah, I thought that, well, first of all, this magazine is fantastic, very interesting. I'm glad that they have these. But yeah, I thought that was really cool to see as part of like a festival event.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that for Philly Beer Week as well. It's really good where they do, I think, I want to say there was a 5 and a 10K option. But again, it's all chill. It's not like it's timed. It's just...
This one was 5K, I think, from what I saw. But I thought that was really, really cool. Like a really fun
I love
place
that.
To tie in the whole thing and like being outside. And then, and I thought that was a really cool thing. And I'd like to see more of that, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love and that. Even like, a 5K run and also a walk. I want to see like both, everything kind of incorporated. Yeah. But I thought that was really neat. But yes, the beer mile, which I am, I'm so perplexed by. And I don't mean to be controversial.
Right,
because people are take this very, very seriously.
And if you're someone who doesn't, you do you. More power to you. We're We're not judging, we're just like, wow.
I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum. Like, if that's your thing and you love it, like, live your best life. Enjoy it.
Yes.
More power to you. But it seems like a lot of people, like, it's very difficult. Like, you have to drink 4 beers, you know, in each lap you drink a new beer. And then this can cause, like, it seems like stomach distress and, like, all kinds. Yeah. Like, wow. Like, it seems like a lot.
Let's start with, how long is the beer mile? It's 1 mile, is it?
Yeah.
And it's usually around a track, I think, is what they seem to be. Yeah.
And each lap, you drink another beer. And I guess, like, you're strongly encouraged after you're done to, like, tilt it over your head to prove that you've actually finished.
Oh, so not even just to, like, get the rest, like, maybe you didn't finish it. But you have to,
From what I remember, the world record man has it, like, in 4 minutes and some odd seconds, and then the woman has it in 5 minutes and some odd, like, it's just, which is just incredibly fast to drink. I mean, just think about drinking 4 beers in 5 minutes without the running. Like,
right.
What? Like, how?
I'm not built for it, but, you know, there are people who do competitive eating and that works for them. So I'm sure it's a continuum.
Like, seriously, if people seem to be really, really into it and it seems to make them really happy. There's competitions, like, all over. Like, it's a huge thing that I was, like, you know, did a rabbit hole in. And it, you know, like I said, if people really love to do it, I think that's incredible. Like, I mean, more power to you, but
gosh,
like, it just seems so hard. Like, on both, like, your internal systems and your muscles and everything. Like, it just, wow. It's like one of those Iron Man competitions, but, like, you know, shorter, like a mini, like,
you're experiencing it all in that, whatever the,
yeah, like, it's all minutes. Condensed into, like, you know, under 10 minutes of pure, you know, whatever. I just, what do you think, Katie and Lisa, about?
Katie, you're making a face.
Kind of hard, like, per kilometer, I'm still not, like, under 7 minutes for my kilometer. And if I, well, just had to drink 4 beers as well, I'd be dead. Like,
I can't
even breathe. I can't even talk to people when I'm running because I'm like,
I still can't breathe.
I can't waste air on you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like you, like, but we'll talk after.
So, and, like, the side splints that you get plus having, and, like, I seriously, like, it just sounds like such a, like, a test of, like, your whole body. Like, not just a silly thing to do. Haha, this might be some, like, it seems like a serious, like, test of
what is the
fortitude.
What is the quantity of beer?
12 ounces.
Is that a pint? Like that-ish?
Close to, like, 330 mil-ish.
Yes, I think it's 330 mil, like 12 ounces.
But still more than you'd want to be knocking back 4 of in that
5 minutes
of time. Yeah. And then running. And now, granted, I'm sure most of these are like a light beer equivalent, but still, like, just the carbonation would get me. I wouldn't be able to.
I think it has to be a certain percentage. Let me look.
Oh, does it? Oh, gosh. See, this is complicated. And I do know that people take it very seriously. And again, we're not judging. We're just saying we couldn't do it. So fair play.
Yes. Okay. So the Beer Mile, which is beermile.com, is the world's premier drinking event, which, honestly, the Beer Mile is equal parts gastric challenge and athletic endeavor, which is true. Like, it does seem to be, you know, like I said, it requires competitors to drink a 355 ml beer with a 5% minimum ABV
before
every quarter mile of the race, totaling 4 beers over 1 mile course. Wow.
Wow.
They've hosted 4,516 events with 187,184,000 beers drank with 44,296 miles run. Wow.
That's a lot.
And they're making a documentary, which is cool. Like, I'm very interested to watch the documentary, but wow, this is just. Oh yeah. The top woman, Shelby Houlihan, ran it in 5 minutes, 43 seconds and 81.81. And looks like the top man is Corey Belmore for 4 minutes, 28 seconds, 0.10.
Fair play to you, Shelby and Corey. Yeah.
Like, I mean, these are, like, hardcore athletes. Like, this is.
Oh, yeah.
If they did a
serious.
Beer Mile in Dublin, would we do it?
I'd go watch.
For the crack or for science?
I would not participate, but I would go watch. Because I really think that I don't have the level of athleticism to be able to do that without, you know.
What if we could walk?
I mean, I can run a reasonably fast mile, but not, you know, I wouldn't even be able to, like, drink water, though. Like, I don't
it's
even
the
usually
drinking.
Drink something
yeah,
during,
even,
yeah.
like, a race, unless it's really hot and really long. Like, I wouldn't most of the time, just because it does just get too much then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's, yeah. I don't think I could, I physically don't think I have the capabilities of doing that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm built for it. Maybe, I don't know. I would
but
go
like,
watch
I
that.
Think it would be cool to go watch people who are really good at it do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because like I said, they must be like very high, like amazing athletes to be able to do something like that.
Oh, God,
wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm just impressed enough. Like, look, Katie, like you're saying, like at my park run, I'm just like, I'll see the people who finish in the first like 10 or so. I'm like, they're fast. Like, I'm happy enough with that.
And I think I do like, for people who don't know what park run is that we're talking about, it's a free event that happens usually on a Saturday morning, and it's worldwide, even though there are some countries that don't do it. And what you do is you basically go onto their website and you register, you get a barcode, and you can have it on your phone, you can print it off. I've heard that some park runs are like, you need to have your paper barcode, I'm not scanning it off your phone, which I don't really understand, but I haven't been to any of them. I heard anecdotally. And what you do is you all show up. They say go, you run, they
you
time
go.
You. You get a token at the end, they scan it and your barcode, and then a few hours later you'll get an email to say what your time was, and that's it. And then you can practice. And I will say, when I started off, I was 44 minutes for a 5K. And I'm down to like the, I broke the 37-minute
wall.
Oh,
that's wonderful. Yay.
Recently.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm very proud of myself. And I'm getting, and it took me, so I think I started in June or July, and it took me till just before Christmas to actually be able to run one without stopping. And
but
even
it's also
now,
okay. It's also okay
I
to
still
stop.
So. And it's like, I stop, I run, I stop, I run. But I'm getting faster, and I'm getting better at not needing to stop as much as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you do, people just get up and do it. And
yeah,
there's walkers, and they have a designated person that is the tail walker so that you're never last, which I kind of like.
Yeah, I think it's really good. And I think, was it all for the month of April or March where they were really trying to make it clear that, no, there's park walking and you don't have to run. They really wanted to make it feel more inclusive for people, even though it already was, but just to remind people who maybe don't know or haven't been. And it does kind of become addictive in its own way, because, you know, like you say, you've got your barcode, but I've got mine on a wristband because, you know, I got that for one of my milestones as a little treat for myself. So I think it's nice to, you know, you can also, as you see your numbers, well, some numbers creeping up, and like you, some numbers creeping down, although I keep getting slower, but that's okay. I'm still having fun. But it's nice to still say, oh, I've done this many, I've done this many, and just kind of keep racking them up. And if you do get really dedicated to parkruns specifically, then you can measure it all kinds of other ways as well, because there's all sorts of fun, oh gosh, what's the right word? Like, competition is the wrong word, but sort of statistical
game?
Things, games, things you can sort of do.
I got a V in when I
yeah.
was down in Clare. I did a run in Vandeleur.
Yes. Yes, and you can
Garden.
Do a whole, yeah, you can do the whole alphabet. Although I'm only, let's see, I've got a P. I've got
an
O. Let's see, and then F is, you know, my usual one. I'm trying to think of an H because I did Hilly Field. Yeah, so yeah, you can you can find a park run near you somewhere, especially if you're in Ireland or the UK, because they started in the UK. There's a bunch of them, and you can sort of collect them. So it's good fun, but absolutely, you don't have to run. You can just walk and have a good time and get a cup of tea after, or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, because I would say, to bring it back to the beer topic, I'll say usually, most races, well, I'll say in North America, most races are like first thing in the morning. So it's an unusual thing to be getting the beer at the end, because it might be like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and then it's like a really special occasion. But I feel like a lot of races here start later in the day, so it's kind of more socially acceptable to be like, oh well, if your race started at 11 and you're finishing at, you know, whatever, 12 or whatever, you're like, well, it's afternoon. Yeah. So you can kind of feel less weird about treating yourself. So
the mini marathon starts at 12:30, I think. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a very respectable hour to be going to the pub is when we finish that up, you know?
Absolutely. And I know last year I ended up at the Beer Temple. So that was nice. But again, I actually, because it was so hot last year, I had them first like bring me water, and I had all my hydration nonsense, and I like sat there with it, and then they're like, have that first. And I was like, okay, all good now. And then I got a nice, again, quite low-key beer, because again, I would not recommend going for anything super strong or heavy after you've been running. And again, unless that's your thing, you do you. But they had something on that was like 3.5-4%, and I don't remember what, but I was like, this is perfect after like rehydrating, getting a snack, and then just sort of relaxing, because you have earned that pint, or you feel like you have, you know. So it was just good. Good crack. But yeah, good times. But I wanted to chat too a little bit about some of these running themed beers that there are out there in the world. So and for those who are just listening, Christina and Katie are both looking at me like I'm a crazy person. Like, why? Why? So I will. So I'm going to first mention the ones that, again, Ollie of Swift Run Coaching, friend of the pod, did with Torside. So again, like Christina, brewed a couple beers with Torside. But I love the way he did this, because they actually were sort of decreasing in strength, because the first one was, and you do this for fun. And it was 8.5% double IPA. So, you know, just, you're probably actually not having that one after running, but that's just funny. And then there was
I think that one is yeah. for the people who sit in the pub. And you talk yeah. about running, and they say to you, and you do this for fun,
exactly,
do you?
Exactly. And that's totally fair. But then there was one called Second Runnings. So see what they did there. See what they did there. So that was the 6.5% one. But then there was a 3.4% table beer called Pace Setter. And I got a couple bottles of that, and it was gorgeous and just perfect to have something like that. Was something where I really would have liked having that after a run. It was just really refreshing, low key, just like really, really nice. And I also think more people should have table beer, because it's just nice to have the option. So again, it's not necessarily one of these non-alcoholic ones like some of these German and Austrian things we were talking about, but it's also something where it's probably going to have a lot of similar benefits, although as you pointed out, Katie, it will be hypertonic.
Yes.
So, but again, lower key. But there are a couple others out there though too that I was thinking of. I know I've had some other like running themed beers, and I'm just wondering if either of you can think of any that have been done here in Ireland, or is this a new frontier that maybe someone needs to get in on?
Oh, I reckon they've been done, but they've completely passed me by, and I don't have oblivious to them.
it's quite possible, but it just would not have registered.
That's funny. Oh gosh, yeah. Because and again, I know, like I feel like Galway Bay must have done something, since their run club out the one in Galway seems to be really active all the time. So I would bet that they've done something. So if anyone knows, please let us know. And also maybe send some up to Dublin and get some stuff organized. So because I'd like to do more of those and have fun. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so I don't know, anything else we've discovered on beer running or beer and walking, also Totally fine. And now that I think of it, I might also put in a plug. There's a really soothing television program on right now on Channel 4 with Bill Bailey, where he just takes people hiking from pub to pub in different parts of the UK. And it's very soothing and gentle. And then they just have a beer after each of their little walks. And you're just like, oh, that's nice. So.
Well, one thing I'm being particularly ambitious about is there's an app called World Walking, and you can
Oh.
pick all these different routes. And so you could like set up it to go through different countries, and then like when you're in a certain country, you could be like, oh, I'm gonna try beers from this country this month because
Oh,
that's
that's
where I'm walking.
awesome.
Or something like that. I think it's really fun. They have all different to be a super nerd about it, I did the medieval sort of pilgrimage from Canterbury to Rome,
Good.
which I completed over COVID, which was super nerdy of me, but I really wanted to do it.
That is normal. Here for it.
But it was really cool because,
Amazing.
yeah, it shows you the like what you're looking at, like around like Google Worldview. So like if you stop in the middle of the road, it
Oh,
like shows you can see, and then it has like the Wikipedia sort of entry about like what's close by and stuff. It's a really cool app. It's World Walking. I think that's what it, yeah, it's World Walking, I think. So I highly recommend that if you're interested in walking. I'm sure you could run it as well, but I walk with it, and it just, you can walk to the North Pole if you're so inclined. They have all different kinds of things that you can do. And I just think it's a bit of fun to kind of be like, oh, what city am I in today, or what country am I in today? And then you could
I love
probably
that.
theme that with like the things that you're eating or drinking or whatever.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, yeah, we'll definitely have to put a link in the show notes because that sounds like a ton of fun. But I don't
Yeah.
know. I also feel like Katie, you and I are planning ahead because we're going to be off to Sweden soon, and I think we figured out there is a park run across the bridge in Copenhagen when we're there. So we'll have to
Nice.
bring some running shoes, but also, try some local beer too. We may not use it as a sort of immediate recovery drink,
Yes.
but we'll balance the two.
It will be the day before we go to the Mikkeller Beer Festival, not the day
Yeah.
after, the day off,
No.
okay?
Yeah. Although again, that
Fair.
is, bringing, a lot of water with, some electrolytes is also my top beer festival tip too, because you don't want to overdo it. You want to stay hydrated and be sensible. So
Well, you see, the hypertonic the alcohol gets in there before
see?
the nutrients can, so you're depleted of them. Your body's, yeah. Good call.
There we go. See, we're trying to have the science here, and I think before we'll close out, like one final little rant, which is that especially when it comes to sports science, a lot of the studies are only done on men, so just
Yeah.
as per. So do better. That's all. But I think, again, we're saying everything in moderation. If you like to have a little run, have a little run. If you like to have a walk, have a walk. But yeah, it's not a bad thing to have a beer, after. And there is some, I think, probably, research still to be done, but some of these non-alcoholic ones might be a nice thing to have as a little pick me up after, do a little bit of rehydration. So, we can keep testing it for science and let you know. So there
There
you
you
go.
go.
So I think on that note, we'll probably wrap up there and say thank you again for listening, and we'll see you all again soon. So, bye.
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 Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.